Is it possible? Cried Elizabeth, when she had finished. Can it be possible that he will marry her? Wickham is not so undeserving, then, as we thought him, said her sister. My dear father, I congratulate you. And have you answered the letter? Cried Elizabeth. No, but it must be done soon. Most earnestly did she then entreat him to lose no more time before he wrote. Oh! My dear father, she cried, come back and write immediately. Consider how important every moment is in such a case. Let me write for you, said Jane, if you dislike the trouble yourself. I dislike it very much, he replied, but it must be done. And so saying, he turned back with them, and walked towards the house. And may I ask, said Elizabeth, but the terms, I suppose, must be complied with. Complied with. I am only ashamed of his asking so little. And they must marry. Yet he is such a man. Yes, yes, they must marry. There is nothing else to be done. But there are two things that I want very much to know. One is, how much money your uncle has laid down to bring it about, and the other, how am I ever to pay him? Money. My uncle. Cried Jane, what do you mean, sir? I mean, that no man in his senses would marry Lydia on so slight a temptation as 100 a year during my life, and 50 after I am gone. That is very true, said Elizabeth, though it had not occurred to me before. His debts to be discharged, and something still to remain. Oh! It must be my uncle's doings. Generous, good man, I am afraid he has distressed himself. A small sum could not do all this. No, said her father, Wickham's a fool, if he takes her with a farthing less than £10,000. I should be sorry to think so ill of him, in the very beginning of our relationship. £10,000. Heaven forbid. How is half such a sum to be repaid? Mr. Bennet made no answer, and each of them, deep in thought, continued silent till they reached the house. Their father then went on to the library to write, and the girls walked into the breakfast room. And they are really to be married, cried Elizabeth, as soon as they were by themselves. How strange this is! And for this we are to be thankful. That they should marry, small as is their chance of happiness, and wretched as is his character, we are forced to rejoice. Oh, Lydia! I comfort myself with thinking, replied Jane, that he certainly would not marry Lydia if he had not a real regard for her. Though our kind uncle has done something towards clearing him, I cannot believe that £10,000, or anything like it, has been advanced. He has children of his own, and may have more. How could he spare half £10,000? If he were ever able to learn what Wickham's debts have been, said Elizabeth, and how much is settled on his side on our sister, we shall exactly know what Mr. Gardiner has done for them, because Wickham has not sixpence of his own. The kindness of my uncle and aunt can never be requited. They're taking her home, and affording her their personal protection and countenance, is such a sacrifice to her advantage, as years of gratitude cannot enough acknowledge. By this time she is actually with them. If such goodness does not make her miserable now, she will never deserve to be happy. What a meeting for her, when she first sees my aunt. We must endeavor to forget all that has passed on either side, said Jane. I hope and trust they will yet be happy. His consenting to marry her is a proof, I will believe, that he has come to a right way of thinking. Their mutual affection will steady them, and I flatter myself they will settle so quietly, and live in so rational a manner, as may in time make their past imprudence forgotten. Their conduct has been such, replied Elizabeth, as neither you, nor I, nor anybody can ever forget. It is useless to talk of it.